touched whenever I read of DVBS, Daily Vacation Bible School, and the work of our junior fellowship, junior worship, headed by Mrs. Ann Lim, a convert of 34 years, according to her testimony, has come into the church in a marvelous way to serve. We need more such people who will spend their vacation days and their weekends to come to serve the Lord. Please now turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 8. We are considering tonight why God does not heal every sickness. Is there a purpose? And indeed there is. God has a purpose to heal and sometimes not to heal. Matthew 8, verse 1. When Jesus was come down from the mountains, great multitudes followed him. Behold, there came a leper, worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand, touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. Now notice the next sentence, very amazing. Immediately, leprosy was cleansed from this man. I dare say, in this audience, almost no one has seen a case of leprosy. But you go to India and parts of Africa, the disease is still quite prevalent. What is leprosy? The leprosy bacillus infects the nerves and destroys the nerves, and with it the tissues around the nerves, and with it the tissues, for example, if the nose is affected, drop off. Fingers drop off, and the tissues become very septic and dirty and necrotic. That is, they waste away. A leper is a very ugly person to look at because his tissues are eaten up by the leper bacillus. When Jesus came to the leper, in those days, as I said today, the leprosy is no longer existent in Singapore because it's all cleaned up. But in those days, in Israel, lepers by law must announce their approach. Unclean, unclean, keep clear, because the disease is so foul and so repulsive. What does it say here? Verse 3. Immediately, the leprosy was healed. Our God, our Lord Jesus Christ, healed every disease, including death. It's all in the gospel records. Now, today, does he do the same for us? Answer is no. Times have changed, and God's purpose changes. In those days, Jesus healed. You ask me, why did he heal in those days? Answer, to show that he was the Son of God. God the Son, with power from above. From heaven. God given powers that he could heal. any disease. Nothing was too difficult for our Lord Jesus. Today, things are different. God doesn't heal all. He heals according to His power and according to His will. That is the most important thing, according to His will. Does He heal everybody? Answer is no. He heals according to His wish. Otherwise, men will live longer and longer and longer. Today, the age expectation in Singapore is 85 for women, 80 for men. Women, you do better than men because of various factors, social factors. Now, our God today does not heal. Does not always heal. Why? As I said, there is a purpose and a reason. Turn now to the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and it touches on the thorn in the side of the Apostle Paul. I will not touch on the thorn, that is the domain of Reverend Quek for next week. But I will touch on what happened to the Apostle Paul, who was afflicted with the thorn in his side. What is it? What it is, I keep it as a mystery for you to find out next week. Now, according to the account in 2 Corinthians, please follow chapter 12. The Apostle Paul says, "It's not expedient for me, doubtless to glory, I will come to visions and revelations." The next few verses tell of his experience. One day, God, according to His mercy, took him to heaven. And he saw and heard things that are not to be shared with us on earth. Amazing things. And in order to remind Paul not to say it, to blurt it out, to let go his experience, to tell of his mystical experience, he was given this thorn in the side. You'll find out what it is next week. Verse 4. How that he was not willing to admit it was himself, but he wrote in a kind of elusive language. So he called himself the person who was caught up to paradise, and he heard unspeakable words which is not lawful for him to divulge, to share. No, he was not to speak anything. However, because that experience is so wonderful, he was moved to want to speak, but God gave him a thorn in the side so that he was not to tell anything. The Apostle Paul was caught up to heaven, saw and heard unspeakable words, and he might have told all, but in order to deter him, God sent him this thorn in the flesh, thorn in the side. While he was in heaven, we are not told how many days he was in heaven, But he heard unspeakable, unrepeatable words and saw things he's not supposed to tell. And in order to make sure he did not say anything, God placed an embargo on this man, Paul. To ensure total silence, God sent Paul a thorn in the flesh to keep mum, not to repeat anything, to somewhat our disadvantage, isn't it? I would like to know all the things he saw, because that, I don't know, but God has a will and a plan that he should not divulge. All right? Now, that is the purpose of not healing this man Paul, but to give him a sickness. Now, is it good? I want to explain to you and to give you the example of my elder brother. In 1946 is a long time ago. We had just gone through 4 years of Japanese rule. Do you know the Japanese? Today they're very highly educated, very gentle people, foremost in the world of commerce and culture, education, technology, science, everything is number one. Number one in Asia. In 1946, we had just gone through 4 years of Japanese rule. And my brother was educated in the Japanese law school. There was a law school in Singapore run by the lawyers under the British who were still in Singapore. Those lawyers ran the school. And my brother was one of those who studied law under the British lawyers. And he was all set for studies at London University, for his studies gave him 2 years of credit so that he could enroll, and he was enrolled in London University. By that time, he had forgotten mother's vow. The world was so good, he confessed. He had visions of himself becoming a great lawyer, possibly even a magistrate or a judge. And then he said, I must go to London. He had forgotten the mother's vow. And his vow, what was his vow, you ask me? Do you know? 1935, Dr. John Soong came to preach. And for 4 years, 35, 36, 37, 38, annually he came for 1 month. And both my brother and myself attended all the revival meetings. When Dr. John Soong preached, he was very ordinary. No different, not much better than any of the Chinese mainland preachers. And we heard four or five others who came who were just as good, but the one difference. When Dr. John Soong preached, there was power. In the first 2 weeks of his campaign here, 2,000 people repented, came to the front and made confession. There was a difference. And brother and myself, both under the preaching of Dr. John Soong, promised to give ourselves to serve the Lord. So there was a vow there. What is a vow, you say? A vow is a promise. No difference. Synonymous. They mean the same thing. except when you say vow, it seems to be more binding and solemn. So by that time, my brother had forgotten mother's vow. Career came first. Now, what am I driving at? You have forgotten your vow, but God had not forgotten that you have vowed. The Lord is merciful and spoke by death. Death in March 1946, mother died. Now, what is so special about mother? She is very special because she was mother. And we all missed her, but brother was very determined. He was not shaken too much. He still set the ticket by the liner was bought. In those days, there was nobody flying, no airlines at all. So he bought his ticket. He enrolled in London, all set to move to London, but God had not finished dealing with him. Since mother's death does not touch you too much, daughter died. The daughter was 5 months old. I still remember I went to the hospital. At that time, the General Hospital of Singapore was the Kandan Kerbau Hospital. They called it the Chuo Byoin in Japanese. And we went there. What for? To see the dead baby being taken from the mortuary. And brother went together, and at the mortuary, seeing the baby, he met his Creator. By death, God did not heal but spoke to him. That was his purpose. At that time, my brother Timothy saw the end of his life. He had almost a fainting fit, and at that moment he saw himself in his own hand, in his own words. He says, I was, as it were, grabbing to $1 million and about to leave this world with $1 million in my hands. Then he realized, what is the point of $1 million when you have lost your own life? He came to and said, no more London. No more London, because God has spoken by two deaths, mother and daughter. So there is a purpose in God's doing. I say, why was it God's doing? Why was it not coincidence? I say, more than coincidence. Firstly, mother was a very healthy person. Always told us children, all you 8 children, pray for father. Pray for father, because father was always sick. If you lose your father, you all become beggars. You all must pray for father. We prayed for father. We never prayed for mother. When the time came, mother had a fever. Unknown fever. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. 5th day, in the daytime, she told the family, I'm going to heaven. Prepare my Sunday clothes and bring out my shoes. Oh, we got shocked. I wasn't there. I was in Singapore. She was in Batu Pahat. So the family was totally caught by surprise and shocked. Anyway, mother was very serious. Take out my Sunday clothes, I'm going to heaven. I must be properly dressed. She went that night to heaven. Dear friends, God speaks by death sometimes. In order to cause the young man, my brother, to remember his vows, two vows, mother's vow on his behalf, his own vow before the preacher, John Sung. So I said, we think of this. By not healing, God accomplished his purpose. It's not that God must always heal. When was the last time you were sick? All of us know how to pray. And as a rule, after prayer, we get better. That's why we are here. Do you know that if we always get better, very soon we'll be so old and it is purposeless to live on earth? Do you know? Do you agree? You don't agree. The Psalm 90 verse 10 says, the days of our years are 70. If by reason you live to 80, the writer of the Psalm says, what have you earned? What have you gained? Who was the writer of the Psalm? Moses. And he has seen life in its raw 40 years. Hundreds of thousands of deaths in his presence. Every day they reported to him, so many have died, so many have died. Then he wrote, the days of our years are 70. If by reason of strength you live 80, what have you gained? Do you know that death is in many cases God's mercy? To spare us the labor and sorrow that you gain by living the 10 extra years from 70 to 80. If by reason of strength you live to 80, the only thing you gain is labor and sorrow. God has a plan. By non-healing, that you may die early, which is a blessing because of the curse that awaits us at death. And it is far better to be taken out of this earth before you reach the age of labor and sorrow. Do you know that? Tonight I'm telling you a very strange sermon. Yes, but it is true. To live long is labor and sorrow. God has a plan, and He speaks at times through non-healing. You all pray, we all pray. Yes. Always pray for Father. Father lived to 92. We never pray for Mother because Mother is so well. Never pray for her. She lived for 54. When she died, she was 54. Father was totally, completely destroyed, dazzled. He didn't know what happened. He didn't know anything more, except that he has lost a wife. By non-healing, in the process, Brother Timothy turned back, no more London, but straight to seminary. Where? Nanjing. Where is Nanjing? The present capital of China is Beijing. But under the nationalists in 1946, it was Nanjing. So he went there, and the professor said to him, you are English Ed. You come to the wrong place. Send him off to America. So that's how he went to America. God has a plan, dear friends. Never hope to live to 100. It is completely futile. How long must you live? God knows. God knows. The days of a year are 70. If by reason of strength, like me, you say, how old are you? 88. And not long more, I think, to where I should take off. But my daily prayer is, Lord, I don't want to live here for one day longer than I should. Your plan, your will. Non-healing is not a thing to be shunned, but I say it is God's blessing. Amen. Now we end with the hymn that has been prepared for us.